Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. We're very excited to come on the podcast today. I'm your host, Don Davis Womack, comedian, producer, and the other half of the Funny Womax. Here today, I have my husband who will introduce himself, and we wanted to just come on here, a special edition. And thank you so much for following us and tuning in. We can't do anything that we do without you on this podcast or on stage. So we just wanted to have some fun today. And tell them who you are and what we're going to do.
I am Chris Womack. I am the other 50% of the Funny Womacks.
Yep.
And I am a university professor at JMU by day and a comedian with Funny Womacks and Friends, FWAF.
Yeah.
Mostly at night. And today, a grateful podcast host or
co-host. Yeah.
Or guest, whatever we're doing.
We're going to give you our top five holiday movies that we make sure that we watch every year.
Yeah.
His top five may or may not be my top five. We'll find out.
I don't even know. I think they're not exactly. I think we got some overlap and some not overlap.
And then one we argue about every year, whether or not it is or isn't a Christmas movie.
That's right.
And the squeaky sounds in the back are one of our two Havanises.
Yeah. Playing with their dog chew toy. Merry Christmas.
To Sprite.
From our home.
Bruno.
This is where our home usually is. There's a little.
And where are we, Chris?
We are in my man cave. Yeah. Welcome to it. It's actually all decked out for Christmas, as you can kind of see.
Yeah.
So in addition to bar items and sports items, we got a few little Christmas flair. We got some gnomes.
Because we're gnome for the holidays.
We got whatever this thing is. I don't even know what that's called. We always had one in my family growing up, and we have one here, but I don't know what that's called. I think it's from Sweden. So my apologies to our good listeners from Sweden. And we got joy over there. You got to have it. That's the season for that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm excited to do this.
I'm excited to do this too.
Yes.
I feel like Christmas movies should be festive, heartwarming, about love, and family moments during the holiday season that bring joy.
Those are pretty good criteria for a good Christmas movie. Yeah.
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 What is your criteria?
I just like the movie. And if it has Christmas in it, then it's a Christmas movie, which I think is part of our debate that will be unleashed later.
For real. And what is our Christmas movie tradition that we do every year?
Right. As soon as Thanksgiving's over, that opens it up for us to watch. Mm-hmm. Just a barrage of Christmas movies. Most nights you can find us watching a Christmas movie or a Christmas show of some type.
That's right.
So that is our viewing for, you know, the whole almost month it takes
whenever
to get up to Christmas Day. Yeah.
That.
So yeah, exactly. And it's a lot of fun. And we have some staples that we make sure we watch.
Yep.
And then we'll insert some things here and there.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if your top five matches our top five at all.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. You want to go first? We're going five through one.
Five through one.
So you start with your number five.
My number five. Oh, yes. All versions of Grinch. Every single one of them.
Interesting.
About kindness and redemption. What can be better than those two combinations?
I will allow it, but I think you're kind of wimping out not picking a version.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, then I have to go with either the original.
Right, because that's a classic.
And I love Jim Carrey's version.
He was
also
so good in that. I love that too.
But last night we were watching the animated version.
The most recent one, the 2018 one. I don't remember what they're calling that.
I think that is so uber
I really
creative.
Like it. That's my favorite Grinch, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It really is. They kept the story true, but they added kind of some twists, and it was very funny and very fun.
Big shout out to Kenan Thompson for his
from SNL fame. He was so funny. Was that Crinkleberry? I think is the guy's name.
Crinkleberry is hysterical. You absolutely slayed
that. That's a solid pick.
His friend, the Grinch.
Yeah. My friend. He's my best friend.
It's fantastic. What's your number five?
Okay, my number five, I would love to know what you think of this movie because you don't seem to like it very much. Or at least you get resistant to us watching it. We end up watching it every year because of my insistence.
I think I know what this is. It's that.
So it's called Just Friends.
That's right.
With Ryan Reynolds and some other, the co-star, the woman, she was big in like the early 2000s and her name is blanking. She's fantastic, so I'm not doing her justice.
Oh no, I want to look it up.
Anna Faris is in this movie as well. And she plays a complete psychotic celebrity and she is hilarious in it. Ryan Reynolds is hilarious in it. Yeah. All the supporting actresses are hilarious.
I just die
laughing every single time at that movie. So I'm gonna put that at number five. By the way, do you consider first question for you on that movie. Do you consider that one a Christmas movie?
I do consider that one a Christmas movie. Okay. And I do think it's funny too. It's just that you have, it seems, this obsession with high school themed movies.
I do like high school themed movies. I'm not going to lie. Listen, I grew up
What does that say about your level of maturity?
Probably not much. I don't care. I grew up in the John Hughes era where the high school movies were the best movies. Right?
Yeah, that's
like 16 Candles and Breakfast Club and all of those great, great movies.
I'm definitely a fan of
all the Brat Pack movies back in the day.
Unapologetically nostalgic and historic. Yeah,
that is about those movies.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah.
So that's your number five.
That's my number five.
Okay.
That's a hot take, if you ask me. That would not be on many people's lists.
That's true. And you will have fun watching it.
Yeah.
They were hilarious. I enjoyed that so much. I'm going to say that my number four is Elf.
Nice. Classic.
Yeah. I think that he is also one of the funniest comedians that has ever lived, Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. Especially without sketch comedy and movie comedy.
That's Bailiwick
and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, he is so good. He is so good and he crushes that.
Yeah.
And think about this. That movie, like the classic Christmas movies, A Christmas Story and all these things that go back to our childhood and beyond. It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. All of those. It takes a lot to insert yourself into the classic Christmas movie list, thing that you're on everyone's list. And I think that movie did that.
I know it's
20 years old now, but it did it.
It is. So. What's that one of my favorite moments in there? You're going to help me remember this. I know where they see the whale come out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
What does he say? Shoot.
The whale is not a whale. It's a, Lightning Lucas has a song.
One of our
it.
Local comics does a really great spoof.
It's a Norwal.
Norwal.
He goes, "Hello, Mr. Norwal." He goes, "Hello, buddy. Hope you found your father."
Too many great moments in
great
that
movie.
Account.
Yeah. It's on my list, but it's not four.
It's not. What's your number four?
My number four probably says a lot more about my maturity level than my number five did. It's Office Christmas Party.
Oh, we just watched that.
Watching it last night.
Right.
That movie makes me laugh so hard. And it's not that old. That movie's 2018, 2016, something like that.
Yeah, it's not that. And Jennifer Aniston is in it.
Oh, everybody's so funny in that movie.
It is really great.
I mean, they would have arrested most people in that movie if that movie was real, but it was.
I keep saying they cannot pull a party off like that in less than 5 hours.
No, but they did.
Movie magic.
If you believe movies, they did. It was a Christmas miracle. I love that.
Also good to mention that all the movies that we're talking about aren't exactly in our brand of clean to PG.
That last one wasn't. So far they have been, except for that one. I think from here on out we'll be in brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was number four. So number three, oh, this is one that I enjoy watching every year. Christmas with the Cranks.
That's a fun one.
That is so fun.
That's a fun one.
That's got Jamie Lee Curtis in it. And
I enjoy
another
that one.
favorite of ours.
Dan Aykroyd's in it. Tim Allen's in it. He's fantastic. Everybody's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a heartwarming movie.
I know some Christmases, you can probably relate to this. You just want to skip out.
Yeah.
And this is a year that they wanted to skip out.
And this movie stands as a cautionary tale against that. Don't do it, or you'll be shunned by... What I learned from that movie is you'll be shunned by your neighbors, and then you'll have to have an emergency party. So just don't do it. Organize the party from the jump.
And a frosty on your
roof.
Hope
I didn't do a spoiler, but that movie, too, is like 25 years old, so...
I know.
I don't care.
I think it's...
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
And I really, it's really enjoy
fun.
It.
It's really fun.
It's not also, again, more movie magic because there's parts that are unrealistic.
Yeah, you got to suspend some disbelief with that.
Right, because doesn't she just leave?
She just had left for the Peace Corps. Now and she's coming back like 2 weeks later with a fiance.
Yeah, ready to get married. Not that that doesn't happen.
Happens all the time. Happens all the time. No worries.
That was my number three. What about you?
Mine is Elf. This is where I put Elf. Okay. So we're not too far away on Elf.
Yeah.
For all the reasons we discussed, it cracks me up.
Yeah.
Some great lines out of that. Some underrated lines from that movie, too, or when he was meeting all the people in the office and goes, oh, Francisco, that's fun to say. And later he's reading one of the children's books in the corner going, Francisco.
That or when he does the sing-a-gram.
Oh, yeah.
His biological.
And I love you. I love you. I love you.
Because you're my dad.
James Caan, who co-starred in that movie as Buddy's dad, little known fact, graduate of Michigan State University.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I've been married 25 years and I just
learned
that.
There's some trivia for you laughers.
I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah.
That was a very fun movie.
Very fun.
And then number two, I have National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, because why wouldn't you?
Oh, gosh. I know.
Chevy Chase also.
It's my number two also. Let me reveal that and then we'll just talk about it.
Okay.
Because we're right on. We're right with each other.
Absolutely.
On that one.
We're such big fans. We started a Christmas Village last year featuring that comedy movie.
Yep. This year, comedy movie. Yeah. And so we buy ourselves Christmas presents to expand our Christmas Vacation Village. And this year it was Eddie and the camper van.
Yeah. And the mug toast.
And the mug toast, yeah.
And a tree.
Yep. Man, I just...
For some realism.
I must have watched that movie 30 times now.
It's so great.
And I don't get tired of it at all.
Everything about it is super fun.
I watched it in the theater for the first time, if I'm not mistaken, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then in graduate school, I believe it was the second time I watched that, I had a roommate who was staying up late and he was in the living room laughing his butt off at something I could tell.
In what room?
In the living room.
I thought he said the loon room.
It was the loon room as well. But okay. So I could hear my roommate just up in the middle of the night laughing his butt off. And, you know, it ticked me off at first. And then I go in there to see what was going on. And he was watching Christmas Vacation and it had just started. So instead of like... saying, hey, keep it down, I'm trying to sleep, I just stayed up with him.
What and a great
we
memory.
Died laughing for the next, you know, 2 hours or whatever. And it's been in my solid all-time movie list ever since.
There are a lot of solid moments that are memorable in that movie. It is a classic for sure.
Yep. And if you didn't have Cousin Eddie, that would not be the same movie.
I did not know he was Dennis Quaid's brother.
I didn't know that either until recently.
Yeah.
Wow.
It makes sense.
It does.
They look like brothers.
Yeah, you see it
after you
hear it.
You learn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a definite number two for me.
Yep.
And then the ultimate number one movie.
Boom,
on
boom,
our
boom,
list.
Boom.
I don't think I've heard it, so it must be yours too.
It probably is, yeah. Yeah, because I know it's got to be on your list.
Yeah.
And you know it's got to be on mine.
Right?
So let's say it at the same time.
Okay.
Three, 3, 2, 1.
Four Christmases.
Woo! We always start our Christmas viewing with that movie. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely.
That's always the 100%. First one we queue up. I don't even think we've declared that we have to do that. We're just itching to watch it every time.
That's the first one we watch every
Vince Vaughn,
year.
Ladies and gentlemen. Vince Vaughn.
That's got to be my all-time.
No one does uncomfortable favorite. Situations better than Vince Vaughn.
As a comedic actor. I first saw him in Wedding Swingers when you introduced me.
No, you just conflated two movies. Wedding Crashers.
Oh, sorry.
And Swingers. Okay. Swingers is when you first saw
him. That's right. Sorry about that. Yes, Wedding Swingers. That's what it was.
Wedding Swingers is a different movie entirely.
What is it?
Swingers. Just Swingers.
Just Swingers.
You're literally overcomplicating it.
Well, the point is, I watched in Swingers, which you introduced that movie to me.
Yeah, when we were dating.
When we were dating, and I could not stop laughing.
I know.
It was so hilarious. That was back when the movies were on DVDs, right? So you...
VHS, man. We watched that movie in VHS. Yeah,
we are so dating ourselves. But I remember telling you the next day that I couldn't get over it. And I have been a huge Vince Vaughn fan ever since.
He is so good. I love all of his stuff. But he crushed it. That's classic Vince Vaughn in that movie.
And one of your favorite lines in that movie is when he makes a comparison to Shawshank Redemption.
Right? Oh, that. I would repeat, though. I'm not going to do it justice, though. That was so good. He was talking about how his childhood was like the Shawshank Redemption.
Except that he didn't have
a kindly old black gentleman to mentor him or something like that. I said the line anyway, but... But that was so good. The whole thing was good. I never get tired of that movie either. I can't wait to watch it every Christmas.
Reese Witherspoon is absolutely delightful.
She's fantastic.
They both do an incredible job, along with all the Robert Duvall.
Yep.
And Sissy Spacek and
Jon Favreau, and
also a legend.
McGraw, the country artist. Who plays Timothy? One of his Tim McGraw, the country artist, is one of his brothers and crushes it. Oh, you're missing out if you don't have that on heavy rotation in your Christmas time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the most well known Christmas.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it would be on a lot of people's lists, honestly, but we just love it so much. I knew it was gonna be on yours.
Right. And I mean, if you have a dysfunctional family, you will definitely relate.
And who doesn't? So give it a try if you haven't.
If you say no, you don't have one, then maybe it's you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You're the house that everybody goes, oh no, we got to see them over the holidays. Do we have time for a couple of honorable mentions?
Yeah, because
this was hard.
I know.
Narrowing this to five was very, 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 very hard.
Yeah.
So I probably have like the most recent Grinch movie on my honorable mention list.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody else on your honorable mention list?
Honorable mention. I wrote down.
Anybody that was hard to.
Home Alone is on my.
Is it really? I don't think I've ever seen that movie wire to wire. We should probably watch that movie.
You haven't seen
Christmas.
The whole movie wire to wire?
I have not seen the whole movie wire to wire. I think I've seen pieces of it, like pretty good chunks. Like I feel like
the
I've
original
seen the
one.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen the part where. Joe Pesci and that other guy keep trying to get in the house and they like slide down the steps and the other guy gets his hair singed. I feel like I've seen those parts a ton of times, but
I've been married for 25 years and we have not watched. I've seen it
wire to wire. It's probably been 30 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that explains why we've been in couples therapy for the last 3.5 years.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Which in all seriousness has been good for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely. This loops back to our early aforementioned debate we promised everybody.
Oh yeah.
Just to be contrarian, Die Hard is on my honorable mention list, even though
I have to pull out some notes.
I have to be really honest. We're almost manufacturing something here. I think it's a Christmas movie. No. She does it. I love Die Hard, by the way.
I'm not saying it's not a good
movie. I'm not saying Die Hard.
I don't enjoy it.
I've not seen Die Hard in forever, if I'm being honest. So if it really, truly was this passionate hill I wanted to die on, I probably would have seen it. More recently, I'd probably be lobbying for it for our Christmas rotation. I don't. So I think it's a Christmas movie. I'm going to stand on that, but I won't. But I have to be honest with you and with our lovely audience. It's not that big of a deal to me.
Okay, that's good, because I don't want it to be a deal for me at all. It's a Christmas rotation each year.
I think it is a Christmas movie really quick.
But
because
I do enjoy it.
It not only takes place at Christmas, fun. But he's trying to get his wife back.
He's trying to get his wife back.
I don't know what more of a love. Just because it comes with a lot of gunshots and a lot of dying and a lot of throwing people off buildings.
Which is not what you want to be
shattering.
Thinking about every Christmas.
No, but you can look at that and go, wow, that was beautiful.
What?
What he wanted to do for his ex-wife.
Yeah, that part was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's, you know, it's an action movie at the end of the day, not a Christmas movie. It just happens to be a Christmas party, a work Christmas party, nonetheless. Yeah. Although, okay, you can argue office Christmas party, Christmas movie, but it's not. All right, now I'm not holding up to my own argument, because there's action also in Office Christmas Party.
Indeed, there is.
I'm still saying it's not a Christmas movie.
We can move forward. I didn't expect this to get resolved.
You can tell us in the comments if you think it's a Christmas movie or not.
We know we left out a lot of great movies, and I'm not selling them short at all. This is a hard thing to narrow down. It's a Wonderful Life. What an amazing movie that is. That gets me every time. Mm-hmm. You know,
that is earlier movie.
All the claymation shows. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Year Without a Santa Claus. Rudolph Shiny New Year. Mm-hmm.
Those are good too. Frosty
a Snowman is a classic. Mm-hmm. So this is not easy.
It's not easy. No, it's not. So yeah, I think that's really good. What's your favorite festive drink as we close up here?
My favorite holiday like drink.
Holiday drink, alcoholic or non-alcoholic.
Wow, that is hard. I don't really associate a particular drink with the holidays. Oh, you know what? Shout out to my brother-in-law. Richard at holiday gatherings the last couple of years has been making that mulled wine. No, he makes it in the crock pot.
He does.
That's really good.
It's lethal too. So
you gotta freaking watch it. That guy, you're not just drinking wine, you're drinking brandy, and you gotta know the ingredients, Jack.
Eat first.
Yeah, eat first and just know you got some brandy coming down your gullet as well. But it's really good, and that kind of makes me think of holidays now.
Yeah.
So he's done a good job with that. Good job, Richard.
I like
that. And a state policeman who makes good holiday booze.
That he only drinks when he is not working.
So correct. He's never. Yeah.
Which is actually very true. He stopped by during his dinner time sometimes, and he's just there a quick second.
Yep.
Off to work he goes. Yeah. So I like a good eggnog and rum. I like
classic. Classic.
Or just
who doesn't?
Straight cocoa with marshmallows.
Yeah, classic as well.
And some peppermint.
A little cocoa with some peppermint schnapps isn't the worst thing
at all. Okay. So we like that. And then your favorite holiday treat to have and couple with your Christmas movies.
I think my favorite holiday treat is your snowman cake.
I love snowman cake.
This is white cake with just Cool Whip lathered on it. And I'm always a Cool Whip fan, man. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, and we cut off the pieces and make it look like a snowman.
Yeah, it's fun.
They call them gumdrops for eyes.
I've even eaten pieces with coconut lately.
I know.
The last few years, and I can't stand coconut, but the cake is so good, I don't mind.
It's true. Actually, my family tradition is to have the whole cake, shape it like a snowman, and put the little gumdrops on it, but also put coconut all over the cake. And because you didn't like that, I started making the coconut vest. Part of the cake would have coconut, and the bottom and top just have the the Cool Whip that you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
But it only took 25 years to get him on the coconut side.
Yeah. Look at that. We all change. Maybe next year I'll say Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie. We'll see.
Is there any Christmas tradition that you can't stand secretly or not secretly that I do?
Oh, that you do? No way. First of all, I don't mind any Christmas tradition. Is there special? I can't it's think really of anything. Fun. You'd have to really do something stupid for me to, you know. I was even going to say Heather, when she hosts people on Christmas Day, the way she has all those games.
This is his sister That's he's my talking sister. About for context.
But you know what? I got to admit, and this is Richard's wife, my sister. I always grumble about the games that she must have every time she has any party, Christmas party included. But her games do add
a lot of joy. And they always are fun and funny.
So I can't even say I dislike those. So I don't know that, especially now that you always find the coolest stuff to do over Christmas. You found the drive through light place up in, is that up in Luray?
It's a Shenandoah
Fairgrounds, right? Mm-hmm. And we've gone through that light display a bunch of times.
We did an episode about that some time ago.
Yeah, check back on that because that one's really good. We went through the Massanutten Resort lights.
Christmas display. They started that last year.
Yeah, and we got to go. I want to go again this year because you took me last year. So you always find out what's going on and we do it and becomes new tradition. So
that's right. And we're going to do Christmas light rides. That would be crazy to complain.
You crushed this time of year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Is there one you do that I don't like? Yeah. Secretly, well, not so secretly, I wanted you to help with our Christmas lights outside years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was more of a Grinch years ago.
That was Chris 1.0, we call it, before the couples therapy.
I didn't intend to put lights up this Saturday, and there's a game on. I like putting stuff up, and I like...
This is Chris 2.0, and I've been calling him Mr. Christmas all season, because every time I turn around, he's doing or putting up something before I even think about it.
I'm the first of the advent calendars. We got four advent calendars in this house.
So I think the big message overall is have fun this Christmas.
That's right.
And therapy works.
Yes, it does. We're thankful for that.
We are thankful for that. So thanks for hanging out with us today, laughers. I hope you enjoyed this festy episode to get to know us a little bit more behind the scenes and reminisce about your top five Christmas movies in your household. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not a Christmas movie? And hopefully we've given you some ideas if you've never heard of some of these Christmas movies to try them out, or if you haven't seen them in a while to watch them again to get more joy out of your holiday season.
That's right. Oh, Christmas Story, also an honorable mention.
Oh, yes. Christmas Story.
The only reason I don't actively make a point to watch that movie is I know it's going to be on loop on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have it in the background.
Yeah.
And so we sort of do watch that every year. And I don't get tired of that. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I was about to say it's played, but it's really not.
No, that's a good one. A good one to end on.
A good one to end on. Yeah. Shout out Christmas Story. Shout out you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And if you enjoyed hanging out with us today, give this podcast a like, share, and share it with a friend who could use some more holiday cheer.
That's right. That's right.
Not always the easiest time of year for some people.
That's right.
Especially, you know, if it's near or when you've lost a loved one, it can be especially difficult.
That's true.
So
that's true.
My heart goes out to you all. I've experienced that sort of thing. And so we love you so much. Chin up and have a great day and make it the best one you've had.
That's right.
All right. And and lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us and we think that's pretty darn special. Just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womack and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomacks.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.